There's something in the way she moves, looks my way across my name. It seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue, troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now. Almost all the time. If I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now. Quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Every now and then, the things I lean on, they lose the meaning, and I find myself green in the places where I should never let me go. The power to go where no one else can find me, and to silently remind me of the happiness, the good times that I know. Well, I guess I just got to know them, isn't what she's got to say. How she thinks so where she's been. To me, the words are nice, the way they sound. I like to hear them best that way, 'cause they're much better what they mean. She says them mostly just to calm me down. I feel fine anytime that she's around. She's around now. I guess it's still not all the time. If I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now. Quite a long, long time. Long, long time, and I feel fine.
Ancestor again. Thanks a lot for showing up. It's not the same without you, of course. I want to show you a picture that sort of goes with that song. This is a picture taken in 1965, which is around, that's the year the song was written. This is a picture of me and Phoebe Sheldon from back in those days. Scrapbook kind of a thing. I started writing. This wasn't the first song I ever wrote, but I it was the first presentable song. The ones that were before that were pretty awful. So I started writing sometime around then, like 65, 66, and it's a throughout my life it's been a great. Thrill, but also a source of huge frustration to write songs. And sometimes I can go for years and not know what a song is about that I've written. That's the case with this next song. This is a a song that starts out, "We were ring around the rosy children, they were circles around the sun. Never give up, never slow down, never grow old, and never die young." I guess too late for me. Anyway, here's a picture I want to show you. This we're going to play a song for you now called "The Frozen Man." Here's a picture of the Frozen Man. photograph when I first saw his picture in the National Geographic magazine, which was, I don't know what issue it was or anything. It had a yellow border around the outside of it. But the date was in the Roman numerals. I don't talk no Roman. But and actually, it's surprising how little I know about the Frozen Man, inasmuch as I, sing the song about him. But that's because I didn't really read the article. I just looked at the pictures and read the text. And have time to read the text. So I don't have the very in-depth. I know that the Frozen Man was part of an expedition that was trying to find a sea route between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. And by sailing over Canada and sailing over Alaska, which turned out to have been a terrible idea, bad idea, awful idea. Here's a picture of their boat caught in the ice. It's artist rendition, no photography factor. Looks kind of cozy to me, actually, kind of snug under the tarpaulin there. Smoking tobacco and exchanging ripping yarns of the sea. And the old timers saying, "This is nothing. This is nothing, you young kids that don't know anything about hardship. This is nothing." Of course, they all died. Every last one of them. But it was 100 years ago, and I've gotten over it. It's time to move on. Anyway, the Frozen Man was in his grave for 100 years before they found him. And to me, he looks like maybe he's been dead for like 20, 25 years tops. He looks great. And whereas you or I would never, we would never disturb a hallowed resting place. The scientists and photographers who found him didn't hesitate. They popped him out of the ground with a crowbar and just like one of those ice cubes out of a flexible ice cube tray. I see him sliding, whoa, the Frozen Man, look, where he goes. And they stood him up, he stood up real good, too, from that. And they took his picture repeatedly, which proves that even if you die before the invention of photography, you're still not safe. Anyway, after the song, sorry about this introduction, it's sort of growing, it's out of my throat. Much longer than the song. The song's 3 minutes. Anyway, someone sent me this newspaper, they found in the checkout line. So I wasn't the only person to think of reanimating the Frozen Man. That's the Weekly World News there, It's pretty much an unimpeachable source of journalistic truth, integrity, and all that. God have mercy on the Frozen Man. Here's a picture of some snow to get us in the mood. Say goodbye to it, I guess. God have mercy on the Frozen Man.
And howling wind,
tumbled in my car. My brothers and the others were lost at sea. I won't ever turn to tell you. Hidden in ice for a century, I walk the world again. Lord, have mercy on your frozen man. The next words that were spoken to me, the nurse asked me what the name I would be. Was all in white, full of my bed. I said, angel of mercy, I'm alive from my bed. My name is William James McPhee. I was born in 1823. I was raised in Liverpool by the sea, but that ain't who I am. Papers gonna be state of the art, and the children, when they see me, they cry. I thought it'd be nice to visit my grave, see what kind of tombstone I might have. Their little wife and daughter seem so strange, so strange. Both of them dead and gone from extreme old age. I say when I die, make sure I'm gone. Don't even let them work on. You can raise your arm, you can wiggle your hand, unlike myself. So you can wave goodbye to the frozen hand, goodbye. I know what it means to freeze to death, to lose a little life with every breath, to say goodbye and life on earth, to come around again.
See, that's a case in point. When I first wrote the song, I assumed it was about the frozen man. As time has gone by, I've come to see that it's actually just it's another song about my dad. My dad was, here's a picture of my dad taken in 1955 at the South Pole, actually. He was a bit of a polar explorer himself. And that's taken in Antarctica. I love it when there's people in the audience from Antarctica. Because they're cool, that's what they say. They have a good time. Actually, that's the family story, my family story is that my dad met my mom in Boston, and they got married, had Yeah. They got married, they had 5 kids. He moved us all down to North Carolina, joined the Navy, and went to the South Pole for 2 years. That's basically how it worked. That's it, really. Here's a picture of my mom from around that same time. Just thinking about murder, you know. Thinking about maybe thinking about her family in New England, so far away, and her husband down at the bottom of the world, you know. I have a picture of them, also both of them together. Happier days. Actually, this next song is the song is about it's about true love, really. It's a true story. It's about the healing and sort of transformational possibilities of true love, ladies and gentlemen. This is a song called "I Was a Mean Old Man." It's a true story.
On my own, how could I have known? Imagine my surprise. Just a fool from a tree full of fools who can't believe his eyes. Imagine my surprise. 'Cause I was a mean old man, I was an ornery. I was a dismal man, I made an awful fuss. Ever since my life began, and it was ever thus. I was a nasty dyke who was far too light. I had to misbehave, I did things in reverse. Refused to wash or shave, I was horrid to my nurse. I got back what I gave, which only made me worse. I had to ride my way, which was bleak and gray. Oh dear, living in here 100 years away, just a drag. This riches to rags, with just myself to blame. The dirty low down shame. Retriever of God.
seems like a good moment to introduce the band, ladies and gentlemen. I want to introduce a fantastic keyboard player. So a great a recording artist and a songwriter and a composer in his own right. We've got a bunch of these in them. I think somewhere in the, I saw them with a big cardboard box full of them earlier. On the calculator. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Larry Golding.
Reckon I've been over the warm and cold, walking on.
Songs in their pretty much in their basic form, the way they were written and first performed. We decided to try to steer clear of a lot of the sort of gimmicks that you can use, you know, like super reverbs and digital doubles and modulators, ring modulators and phasers and flangers and all of those different kinds of those electronic magic. And for sure, one thing that was positive, we were positive at the beginning, we just said, no drum machine, that's out. No drum machine at all, that's impossible, that's just... Of course, we caved in almost immediately, and this next song features the drum machine.
Oh.
So, you know, there's those high school woodworking classes. Yeah. You never know. It's going to come in handy when. This next song also has a kind of a gimmick to it. It's a traveling song called My Traveling Star. And sooner or later, you're bound to get a lot of traveling songs in this line of work. This tune sounds best if performed with a large choir. And there's probably some singers here, but I know you didn't come here for that. So, as luck has it, actually, my wife, Kim, she sings from time to time with a fantastic choir where we come from. It's called the Tanglewood Festival Chorus.
I'll tell him you said so.
Okay. Anyway, they're used to doing, you know, real music, Beethoven and Schubert and Lieder and all kinds of, but we got about 16 of them. There are hundreds of them, but we got 16 of their members with sort of impaired judgment to come up to the barn where Larry and I were rehearsing for this evening, and we recorded them and we shot them. And I mean, you know, filmed them. And so if during this next number you see some people appear as if by magic over my left shoulder, it's just don't be alarmed. It's just a movie. Of My Traveling Star. Watch my back and light my way. Watch over all of those born, sing his new first day.
Oh, road dog,
oh, road dog. They hunger for home, but they'll never stay. They wait by the door, they stand and they stare. They're already out of there. They're already out of there. My day is the rather. Soft as smoke and as tough as nails. My head is
lost, a joyful walking man.
Coming back home was like going to jail.
The sheets and the blankets and babies and all.
He never had come back home. Never that I recall.
Never mind the wind. Never mind. Never mind the road leading home again. Never asking why, never knowing when. Every now and then, there he goes again.
Up and hold me down. Picture wasn't taken in the early 70s. The cars are long and the people would have, they'd have costumes on. The purple haze would be all in their brains. Purple haze, right. Anyway. But the Troubadour is still there today on the corner of Santa Monica and Doheny. It's kind to call it a nightclub. It's really, it's a dive. It aspires to be a bar. Anyway, when I played there, I played with Carole King. It's a picture of Carole. I need to give her a call, so I'll tell her you said something. Carole and I, at that time, we shared the bill at the Troubadour. We also shared a band. Here's what they looked like on those days, what people looked like. That's what people look like when they don't have access to mirrors. They have to rely on somebody else's word, you know. How do I look? You look good. How do I look? You look good. Let's go. Anyway, the one next to Carole looks like the Smith Brothers cough drop concert. Legendary bass player, Lee Sklar. Great. And behind Carole there, that's my old partner, my old best friend, Danny Korchmar, Danny Korchmar. It was Cooch who introduced me to Carole. And I'll tell you more about it later, but actually he was responsible for my meeting Paul McCartney and George Harrison and getting signed to the Apple Records in 1968. So he's been there, you know, at every major crossroads of my life. But and the one that looks like Joni Mitchell with a mustache, that's me. It's like I forgot to eat again. Anyway, Carole had written this beautiful song, and every night she would play it, and I would come out of the dressing room and listen carefully, and I worked it up on the guitar. And she heard me playing it and insisted that I record it, that I take the first shot at it. You know, I mean, to my mind, it was the best pop song I'd ever heard. I didn't realize at the time that I'd be playing it every single night for the rest of my life. But still, I couldn't. It turns out it was typically generous of Carol to suggest that I take the first shot at this beautiful song, because she was going into the studio to make her second album. She was, you know, she needed the material too. So it was always amazing to me. And I asked Joni Mitchell if she would help me do some harmonies on the song. And the time when she and I were, time I guess you'd say today, you'd say that she was my bitch. Sounds rude though to say when people talk today, I guess. Anyway, she would say I was her bitch too, so you know, I helped the whole bitch situation. Anyway, so you got your Joni Mitchell, your James Taylor, your Carole King, and you got a friend. When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, just close your eyes and think of me. Yes, and soon I will be here to brighten up, oh, even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall. Now all you gotta do is call, and I will be there. Yeah, yes, I'll be there. You got a friend. If the sky high above you should grow dark, just keep your forehead together now.
Call my name by the loud and low.
Soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call out my name, and you know. It's winter, spring, summer, or fall. Really, all you gotta do is call, and I will be there. Yes, I'll be there on my way. Good to know you've got a friend, when people can be so cold. They'll hurt you, yes, and the searcher. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them, but don't you let them. You just call my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running as fast as I can just to see you again. Don't you know about that winter, spring, summer, or fall?
All you gotta do is call, and I will be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there.
You got a friend.
ain't it good to know that you got a friend? Walking and talking and everything, friend. Well, I said, everybody here tonight in Manchester, that I know the major for some time. Want to take some consolation.
We're gonna take a brief break after this next song, and I don't really know why we do that. I don't know, but we do. And I know that Larry and I are gonna, you know, we'll go backstage and think about what we've done. We'll probably, you know, just, you know, watch the clock. And, you know, we'll bong some ludes and then we'll come back. Ladies, I'm going to do the second set. The stuff we write set lists on now has changed. This is like some roofing material. It's flexible, but it's tough. Like I like my women, ladies and gentlemen. So this next song is an experiment, and see what happened is we've been playing this sort of acoustic set, but people wanted to hear, you know, wanted to hear some numbers that they asked for Mexico actually repeatedly. And so, Mexico doesn't sound very good if it's just on piano and guitar, you know. So this next song is we were rehearsing actually to do a gig down on Long Island, and while we were rehearsing, we shot the band, we filmed and recorded the band, and you should think of it as like karaoke, but with film, and made. We just mixed it like two nights ago. It's made for tonight, and I hope it works. So we're gonna give it a try.
I've got to go now. I'm there now.
They sat at the door down in Mexico. Can I go at the door down in Mexico?
For never did a gold mine.
The electric guitar, a vast improvement over the gas and steam guitars that preceded it in its development. Not to mention the wood-burning guitar, which, for obvious reasons, is not a good idea. That's the less said about the horse-drawn guitar. The old jokes are the best, the old jokes.
Well, the secret of life is enjoying the passage of time. Any fool can do it. There ain't nothing to it. Nobody knows how we got to the top of the hill. Yeah, but since we're on our way down, we might as well enjoy the ride. The secret of love is in opening up your heart. It's okay to feel afraid, but don't let it stand in your way no longer. Everyone knows that love is the only road. And since we're only here for a while, we might as well show some style. Give us a smile now, isn't that a lovely ride? Sliding down and gliding down on a tribe, not to try too hard, it's just a lovely ride. Now the thing about time is that time isn't really real. It's all on your point of view. How does
and feel for you in there. Eyes I've said that you never understand at all. Planets spinning through space, the smile upon your face. Welcome to the human race, yeah. Some kind of perfect life. See me sliding down and hiding down and try not to try too hard. It's just a lovely ride. La 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 la. Isn't that love divine? Sliding down, gliding down. Try not to try too hard. It's just a lovely ride. Now the secret of life is enjoy passage of time.
Picture of Richard Nixon taken in 1974. This picture may have been taken at the exact moment that he resigned the presidency of the United States. Something which, in my opinion, should happen much more often. But this is not a political song. This is not a political song. This is not a song about Nixon or his policies or his administration. This is a song about how things tend to work best if you line them up. So the way Nixon figures in this is that when he was at the podium there, I was fascinated and I was glued to it amazed to see what was happening. Nixon said goodbye, said farewell to the nation, to the world, to the cameras. Goodbye, I'm not a crook. Farewell. And then he was standing at the podium. He needed to make an actual physical exit. He needed to leave. And that presented a problem because Nixon had a long way to go. He had to walk down a long corridor through a pair of glass, French doors. Freedom doors. Freedom doors. That's what you call them today. Threw a pair of freedom doors across the lawn and onto a helicopter. And Nixon had an unintelligent walk. Not a good walk. Not his fault, nature, but not a great walk. Have you seen that poster? The poster of the evolution of man from the primordial sea to the Cro-Magnon man who's walking along with his spear there. And, Nixon's walk was a couple of characters back, somewhere around the middle. It wasn't a great walk. So the way they dealt with this, I perhaps alone was fascinated with this. They lined up all of the White House employees in a long, like a receiving line. And Nixon went down the line, shaking hands one by one. And at the end of the line, Bob was his uncle. He was at the helicopter, stepped on the helicopter, whisked away into relative obscurity, much to the relief of everybody involved. So that's the story behind the first verse of this tune. Another long introduction for you. I've been very patient with that, but if you bear with me just a little while longer, I wanted to explain the last verse of the song. The rest of the song is basically just filler, just padding, like Hamburger Helper, kind of musical Hamburger Helper. But the last verse takes place in Madison Square Garden in 1985, there was a huge wedding of the Unification Church where some 5,000 people were joined in holy wedlock by the Reverend Sun Moon and his wife, and many of them were total strangers. 5,000 people at once. It's an amazing thing. And, you know, the good Reverend could have done it in batches like cookies or muffins. And he could have done it in a sort of a train passing by him like, "You're married, you're married, you're married, you're married, you're married." Instead, the way he decided to do it was he summoned from the spiritual depths of his being, he summoned this big ball, like an orb, of marital chi. You know, marrying energy, and you know, like big crackling, sort of fuzzy looking thing with sparks going off inside it and everything. And just when he could almost not control it any longer, he launched it out onto Madison Square Garden, and everyone was married. Yeah. At once, had a stroke. And it's been my theory, but I'm almost positive that Madison Square Garden was not engineered to contain this kind of, you know, big oomph of marital chi, and that it's leaked out into the surrounding neighborhoods, and that people who were just passing by completely unawares were instantaneously, spontaneously, on the spot, irrevocably married right like that. Just headed down to the deli for a pack of smokes and a carton of milk. Married. And then, or maybe you're out there walking the dog, hitched to the pooch. Married. Signed, sealed, delivered. Done. I believe that may have happened to me in 1985. Tracing my steps back, I may have been in the neighborhood. Anyway, so that's it. Here's a picture of Nixon and Moon to save time. There's a similar vibe coming from these two guys. There's a similar energy. And they should probably, if I could advise them, I would tell them to count their fingers after that handshake. And then, can't turn it loose without one more look at the picture of Nixon and Elvis, which is a classic. It's a classic picture. The king looking a little bewildered, looking to me like he's a couple of pints of blood low. And like the way I see it having happened is that the king was probably at a blood drive, you know, just before his meeting with the president. And his handlers, you know, those karate guys that were always with him, they said to him, "Okay, Elvis, you gotta stop giving blood now because you've done giving up." And Elvis said, "Children need this blood and I'm gonna give it all." Because the king was like that. Oh, yeah. Well, so. Line him up. And the other thing is, look, you see the Elvis collar? There's a mystery, there's a thing about the Elvis collar. Because it's a famous thing, the Elvis Presley collar, but, you know, the sideburn, probably it just ends like 2 inches below the collar, right? But there's the possibility that if you lifted up this trouser leg, you'd see this. It might be just diving right down into the sock. And, you know, does it take a frontal root or a dorsal root? Does it spread out and get back together? This is the mystery of the Elvis collar. So, I'm very patient, thank you. Line them up. Oh, I remember Richard Nixon back in 74, and the final scene at the White House door, and the staff lined up just to say goodbye. Tiny tear in a shifty lying head. Nobody knows me. Nobody.
to me.
Oh, I wanna shake some hands,
somebody lying.
It's really been interesting working with the sort of, you know, visual slideshow aspect of this evening, because I'm not a particularly visual person. I wasn't used to, you know, you can really, they can be very powerful, these images can be, and you can really go badly wrong in mixing wrong images with, with the right tune. You know, you can, I'll show you an early mistake that we made. I can't believe this got by us, really. It seems so obvious, but how wrong things can go. Let me show you what we're trying here. You just call at my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. See you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall now, all you gotta do is call on. And I will be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. You got a friend. It's just wrong. It didn't work there. It's not a mistake. Okay, well, I want to sing you a song about my, what used to be my favorite food, until it turned out to be not a food, but a drug. There's a hot dog stand in Los Angeles called Pink's. Pink's Chili, they sell chili dogs there. And, you know, it's got its own 12-step program. That's why I can't go to Los Angeles anymore, because I can't get within 1,000 miles of a Pink's Chili Dog. So, you know, start, if you will, hit the switch on Bigfoot there again, right? Shamu. Make my bed out of Wonder Bread. Spread the buster on my bed. I don't need no onions and sauerkraut, baby. Hold on to the bun, I'm a working dog, 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 chili dog.
Things are going to turn out right if we
Of my first car to show you. It's an English Ford. It was an English Ford. It's a pile of it's a ball of metal now. It was an English Ford 1968 Cortina GT. And those people weren't in it when I bought it. The fact that they appear to be smiling would indicate that they haven't been any real distance in the car. But it was my first car, and I loved it. You know, I loved it so. Anyway, the car also represents to me that incredible year, 1968. I went to London just to, because I didn't know what else to do. I was just a kid, and I was with some people who encouraged me to make a demo. Actually, the studio I went to actually cut a disc. Just took my voice and guitar straight to a black plastic disc. And I shopped it around to a few people. And thanks to my old pal Cooch, I got in touch with Peter Asher, who introduced me to Paul McCartney and George Harrison. And they gave him the go-ahead to sign me to Apple Records, and the mother of all big breaks. It was a great, great thing, amazing. I was a huge Beatles fan, and it was just like, you know, having a tour of Mount Olympus or something. It was incredible. But at the end of the year, after I made the album and stuff, I had to come back home. I sent the car back home on a boat, and I took a plane, and I picked it up, but there was a tearful reunion on the docks at Elizabeth, New Jersey, and I picked the car up and immediately started driving south, because I hadn't seen my family in over a year, and I was curious about how they were getting on. My brother Alex and his wife Brent, while I was gone, they had a kid, first baby born to our generation in my family, and in a moment of weakened judgment, they had named the child after me, little baby James. So I really wanted to get down there and see this kid. Anyway, as I was driving down there, I was trying to figure out what kind of song would be best for a little varmint like that. And it had to be a cowboy lullaby, you know? Something by Roy Rogers or Gene Autry, you know? And that's how the song got written.
Well, there's a young cowboy lives on a ridge. His horse and his cattle are his only companion. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, just waiting for summer, his pastures to change. Yes, and as the moon rises, sits by his fire, just thinking about women and glasses of beer. Closing his eyes as the cookies retire, he sings out a song which is old, but it's clear, just as it needs someone could hear. He says good night, all you moonlight ladies. Rock on my sweet baby Jane. Hold your dreams and lose four colors I choose. Won't you let them go down my dream? Yes, and rock on by my sweet baby Jane. The first of December was covered with snow. Yes, and so was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. For the bridges were singing like on account of that frosting. 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway. A song that they sing when they take to the sea. A song that they sing on their fog in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep. Just the singing seemed to work fine for me. So good night, all the moonlight ladies. Bye-bye, old sweet baby Jane. Keep dreams and blues for the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down my knees? Oh, and bye-bye, my sweet baby.
Well, we're gonna play you one last tune, which is also an old song, and takes me back to North Carolina again, and also to England in a way. While I was there in England in 1968, I was using the time that the Beatles weren't using. We were recording in the same studio, a place called Trident Records in Soho, in London. And they do one of these long marathon sessions, and then when they finally would call it quits, I would scurry in there with a couple of musicians, and we'd lay down a couple of tracks and then make ourselves scarce by the time they wanted to come back in and work again. So, but at a certain point, they took a break, and the studio just closed down to do some work and stuff, and I had some time on my hands, so I went with some friends to take a little vacation on this, on an island called Formentera, which was just a little rock in the Mediterranean off the coast of Spain, near Ibiza, near Mallorca. At the time, it's probably like way overdeveloped now, but at the time it was very, very simple, very primitive, almost, and it was like some olive trees and a bunch of goats, and for some reason, like hundreds of drug smugglers. I don't know particularly, but it, you know, seemed like a good place to relax and me. I met a girl down there named Karen, and though I only knew her for just a few days, a short time, we grew close, and you know, the funny thing is that though I wrote her into the song and I sing about her all the time, I've never seen her. I almost saw her in Copenhagen about 20 years ago, but no, didn't work out. So I don't have a picture or anything to show you, and I thought I'd try an experiment. On the internet, I found one of those police sketch artists, one of those forensic police sketch artists that were offering their services to the general public. And I there was a number, and I called it up, and I said to the guy, I said, listen, if I haven't seen the person for like 35 years, can you still make a good drawing? He said, it just depends on how well you describe it, because I will draw what you describe. I said, yeah, okay, well, I don't know if I can. He said, just relax. Just give it a try. You know, not a big deal. So I said, okay, all right. She was Scandinavian from Sweden, about 5'6", 5'7", shoulder length, blonde hair, bleached by the sun. She had piercing blue eyes, sort of a medium build, a full mouth but a narrow chin, a wide forehead and a deep, freckly sort of tan, you know, and I said, can you do anything with that? He said, yeah, I think I can. I said, how soon can I hope to have some kind of drawing? He said, well, just open up your email tomorrow and I'll send you something first thing. I said, wow, that's great. You know, so the next morning I was really keen to see what the guy had sent. So yeah, sure enough, I had mail, and I opened it up, and this is what he had sent. So I had his number, I called him up and I said, see you here, sir. What's the meaning of this? This will never do. Words to that. And he said, just relax. It's a little joke I like to play just to make sure I've got the right address. And then he sent along this, which is probably more like it. I mean, it doesn't actually conflict with my idea of what Karen looked like, but funny thing is that since I've done this experiment, I can't stop thinking of her as a criminal. Anyway, it was a great break, but more and more as time passed, I got just pangs of homesickness. I missed my dad and his bicycle. I missed my dog Hercules. I missed my family. I missed my pumpkin collection. I missed my home.
Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? It is like a friend of mine hitting from the high. Oh, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Heaven, she's a silver sun. You just walk her away and watch her shine. Watch her, watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now, while I'm crying tonight. I'm going to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. Hey, sky's on fire, I'm dying, did I? Oh, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Oh, can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't he just like a friend of mine? From the high, oh, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling. He's in flight, dogs are biting. Signs in my old and say I'm going. Yes, I'm born in Carolina.
gracias te di, more, te bendigo, oh God. Susanna plans you made for an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down the song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days, but they never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see. Look down on me, Jesus. Yeah, God, help me to make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it.
Well, when we
When we made that other karaoke tune, you know, which was the band minus me and Larry, but we made a couple more too, so we're going to try another one of these canned band numbers.
Oh,
when you're since he eats it down on copper line. Copper head, copper beach, copper kettle sitting side by, copper coil, copper doors and peach down on copper line. Half a mile on the mortgage, I'm only living till the end of the week. Hercules and a hog nose sleep down on copper line. Take me down on copper line. Warm summer night, copper line. Step away past supper time. Wood smoke, moonshine, down on copper line. One time I saw my daddy dance, watched him moving like a man in trance. We brought him back from the war in France, down on copper line. France water runs to made of wine, free soul at certain time. Sour mash and new moonshine, down on copper line. Take me down on copper line. Oh, first kiss ever I took, stole a page from a romance book. Sky open and the earth shook, down on copper line. Won't be there. Day breaks and the boy wakes and dog barks and the bird sings and sap rises and the angel sighs. Yeah, I try to go back as if I could. All spec house and plywood tore up good down copper line. Doesn't come as a surprise to me. Never touched my memory. But I'm lifting up, singing, rising free down copper line. Half a mile on the morning green. I only live until the end of the week. Hercules and a hog nose lay down copper line.
This place, but we always have a great time when we come and play in the contest. I mean, it's a terrible sounding room and everything, but it's such a great audience again. And it only remains for me to thank you very much for coming out as time goes by. Which I appreciate more and more. Situation I find myself in to be alive at all, but to be in such company is really a great thing. So it means a lot to me, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, sun and shore. Sinking down, but the moon is slowly rising. Oh, this old world will still be spinning around, and I still love you. So close your eyes. You can close your eyes, it's all right. I don't know no love songs, I can't sing blues anymore. Sure, but I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone. We gonna have good time. No one's gonna take your time away. You can stay as long as you like. Only close your eyes. You can close your eyes. It's all. I can't sing blue anymore. Sure, but I can sing this song. You can sing this song, but I'm gone. Thank you.